John Betts with my colleagues, Andrew McCarthy and Thaddeus McCotter. The trials of Donald Trump leading to the election of 2024. Jack Smith, the prosecutor, special counsel, has two of these trials, one about January 6th in some fashion, and another is about documents at Mar-a-Lago in some fashion. The question is, where is the prosecution? It doesn't exist. There's no trial. Maybe there's a trial afterwards, maybe not. Again, Andy, was this meant as a political maneuver and and there was an indifference to conviction or even credibility?
Yeah, I think what was driving this was Election Day. And the hope was that by this point in the campaign, you would have trials against Trump in very high profile, intensively covered courtrooms where day to day, a lot of incriminating evidence about Trump would come out and be trumpeted in a very spectacular way, and that they would at least get one or two convictions of him by now. And instead, what happened is twofold. I mean, you just mentioned the two Jack Smith cases. The Florida case does not even exist anymore because Judge Aileen Cannon threw it out on the basis of the unconstitutionality of Jack Smith's appointment as special counsel. The Justice Department is appealing that, which I find to be odd, not that they think that they should appeal, but the defect that Aileen Cannon, the judge, identified as something that could easily have been cured. All that would have had to happen would be Attorney General Garland should transfer Smith under the direction of the Biden-appointed U.S. attorney in Florida, and you can get that case up and running again tomorrow, because that would get rid of the appointments clause problem. Instead, they've decided to appeal, which puts the case off at least until next year, when, if Trump wins the election, you know, presumably a Trump Justice Department would get rid of the case. And then what happened with the Washington case is once the Supreme Court decided the immunity ruling, what that meant was that, you know, first of all, the appellate litigation suspended the trial proceedings in front of Judge Tanya Chutkan in Washington. And then when the Supreme Court made its ruling, what it did was it directed Judge Chutkan, before she does anything else in the case, to go through the indictment and through what Smith wants to prove and decide what conduct is official acts that Trump may be immune over and what conduct is private acts that he can potentially be prosecuted over. That burden, in addition to all the other work that has to be done in the case, made it, as a practical matter, impossible that that case could go to trial before Election Day.
Thaddeus, you have a question.
Yes. So, Andy, what next and when in the case?
Well, what's happening next is, I think Judge Chutkan and Jack Smith are going to take their last stab at bruising Trump in the run-up to the election. So what they've done is they've used the Supreme Court's immunity ruling and the direction that that Judge Chutkan go through the indictment and make these determinations. They've used that as a pretext to allow Smith to write a book-length recitation of what his evidence is and how he intends to prove it. And what I believe he filed that with Chutkan at the end of last week. But what we're told is that he also filed a redacted version, because some of the stuff that's in the main version is either classified or at least very sensitive information. But he gave her also a redacted version. And what his hope is that she will approve the redacted version to be filed publicly in court so that he can get all of his evidence out on the public record. So even though they don't get their trial, he's at least trying to put his evidence out there, which, again, I think underscores that this was all political from the start.
There are two other trials, the one in New York, Alvin Bragg's, and the one in Georgia. Neither of those look to be moving forward. Are they both troubled the way other cases are?
Well, yeah. So the only conviction was in the Alvin Bragg case, the Manhattan case, but that's problematic now because the Supreme Court's immunity ruling means that some of the evidence that Bragg, I think, recklessly put into the case was immunized evidence that shouldn't have come in. And as a result, Trump is challenging that. And it the result of that is that the sentencing's been put off until after the election. So nothing important there is going to happen pre-election. And then the case in Atlanta is just a joke. I mean, it's a mess. Most of their charges, John, I think may be doomed under the Supreme Court's immunity ruling. But you don't even get to that because the courts in Georgia are now wrestling with the motion to disqualify Fannie Willis from the case on the basis of her conflict of interest litigation. The prosecutor, Nathaniel, I can't remember what his last name is, but the prosecutor that she hired turned out she was romantically involved with. There's an allegation that they used money he was being paid so that they could jointly take vacations and that sort of thing. So that case is in complete limbo. The courts are going to first rule on whether she can even be in the case. And then the courts also have to wrestle with whether the case can survive given the Supreme Court's immunity ruling. So we won't get anything on that. If we ever get anything on it, it'll be a year or more from now.
That's 0 for 5. That's a very bad day at Yankee Stadium, Andy. 0 for 5.
It's not a good day in the Justice Department.
Thaddeus, you have a question. We have a couple of minutes.
Andy, on the broader question regarding lawyers, their code of conduct, we were always taught, I'm a lawyer as well, we were always taught that the worst thing you can do is turn justice, which is supposed to be blind, into a partisan operation. And yet, is that not precisely the purpose of lawfare? To make justice partial and partisan.
Yeah, it precisely is. And one of the things I've been taken aback by is the fact that there actually is very clear Justice Department guidance that says that you are not allowed to do what Jack Smith has done. You are not allowed to take the election calendar into account in making decisions about the progress of a criminal investigation, including the trial of the criminal investigation. And yet the driving force of the entire lawfare campaign has been the election calendar. And the other thing I would say about this, Thaddeus,
30 seconds, is, Andy, 30 seconds.
Yeah. If Trump had been a terrorist or some other kind of criminal, I think a lot of lawyers in the commentary, it would have said, what a terrible due process violation to bring four cases at him concurrently and try to get them all done by a date certain in November. We would be able to see that that was a profound due process violation. But because it's Trump, it's like the rule book goes out the window.
Andrew McCarthy, writing at the New York Post, most recently of one of the trials of Donald Trump. That is McCarter, American Greatness.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.